All right. I want to bring on our next guest. We have with us New York Times best-selling author Devin Alexander. She's been on our show before. She's back with us.
And she even decided to come back.
That's right. Strange. She's been on the show and she decided to come back one more time. I think I woke her up this morning, too. I feel really bad about that. Also, she is the host of Healthy Decadence with Devin Alexander on Fit TV. She's written many books. She also has the Biggest Loser cookbook. And if you want to know something about cooking, this is who I'm calling.
Really?
Matter of fact, if I have any questions
forget
from now on,
Rocco Desperado?
Forget about Rocco. I'm calling Devin. That's who I'm calling. She's also the part of the men's is it fitness?
Men's Fitness.
Men's Fitness magazine as well. She's the cooking expert for them. And we've had on Roy Johnson as well, and we love their magazine too. So, Devin, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure to talk to you again. Now, first of all, when you wake up in the morning, are you thinking about what you're cooking for the rest of the day? Is cooking like on your mind or you don't even – it's like you don't even – it's already too late. You've already planned for today, yesterday.
You know, eating is on my mind.
Yeah, exactly.
More than cooking. It's more about what I want to eat.
Right. Now, are you one of those people that you have to – are you like – because I'm like this. I eat the same thing all the time. And I don't like to – I like to stay consistent. I don't like to change. I like to eat the same things. Even though I travel a lot, I still try to have pizza four times a week.
Four times a week?
No, I'm not that many. I think pizza is the ultimate food. I think pizza is really the was invented from that's from the heavens. It's the best type of thing. But that's just me. What about you? Now, are you somebody that you like to stay consistent with the same things, or you like the variety of like, lots of different choices and things that are out there?
You know, I go through phases. Like, I'll make a new dish, and I'll love it, and I'll keep eating it, and keep eating it, and keep eating it. And then I'll make the next new dish and love that, and so I'll keep eating that.
So you obsess. You get, like, one dish, and you go, like, OCD with that one dish, and you're like, oh, I'm sick of that. I forget about that.
Well, not even sick of it, but it's just, like, by the time – because it doesn't take me too long to get a new favorite, like, with something else we've created.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I do it, you know, a number of times, and I'm like, okay, next. But then it's really cool because then when I go back, when I'm like, oh, I really, what haven't I had in a while? And I'm like, oh, those turkey meatballs are, oh, my God, I remember that, whatever.
Right.
So, you know, now with 5 books, I have almost 1,000 choices.
So, what's your go-to meal right now?
You know, probably these turkey meatballs that I made for a restaurant in LA called Kukuru that I'm working with. It's a chain, and I recreated for them.
Now, is your kitchen
that and a buffalo wrap, like buffalo chicken wrap?
A buffalo chicken wrap with turkey meatballs
at the same time?
Well, no,
they're
not
separate.
Together.
They're separate.
Oh,
separate.
Okay. Now, I made
buffalo chicken wrap is like a, you know, tortilla with crunchy coleslaw that's homemade, really good, and then like lots of fiery chicken strips in it.
Oh, man. Can you imagine being married to Devin Alexander? Can you imagine what your meals would be like every day?
You'd never go out to eat.
I would never. I hate going out to eat. I think this is the type of person I should have married. My wife hates to cook.
Hates to cook. I'm sorry.
We eat everything out. We go out all the time to eat, and we get into such big arguments about which restaurants to go to because, you know, we don't know where to go. Now, if you have someone in your family that's just does not like to cook, how do you get them
Why are you always trying to get free advice?
Because I have Devin Alexander on the phone. Why would I not get free advice? I got the greatest cook in the world on the phone with me. I'm trying to figure out.
So what do you want, a strategy to eat at a restaurant healthy?
No, not a strategy for – you're not even listening to me. I want to know how do you take somebody that's not a cooker and kind of mold them into being somebody that likes cooking a little bit, you know, like so that they can tolerate it. You know, we have a lot of listeners that I'm sure they don't like to cook. What do you tell them? How do they –
Well, I think do it as a family and do something fun to start. You know, so many people think that cooking is so difficult. And it's, you know, at first, it's like riding a bike. At first, you know, you don't know which aisle the thing is in the grocery store. And then you have to find this and find that. And it takes 6 years and you're already pissed off before you've even had a chance to cook.
Right.
And then you get home and you don't have the right equipment and all that. So, you know, you really do have to, if you're going to make a commitment to the healthy lifestyle, which we all want to do, yay.
Right.
You know, go get the basic things for your kitchen. And then, you know that the first few times you grocery shop, it's going to take a while.
So what are those basic things for your kitchen?
Things like you want, you know, a couple sets of measuring cups. People make the mistake of only having one, and then you've got to clean them between each measure, which is just a pain in the butt, and it's down.
Yeah.
And when they're 99 cents, is the, you know, you can get so many measuring cups so inexpensively, like get three, get four sets. Yeah. And then things like you want a good cutting board, you want a good knife, and you don't have to spend a fortune on this stuff. You might want to spend a little bit of money on one good knife that does most things. Like either a chef knife or a santoku, but
What was that called? A santoku?
A santoku. It's the Japanese knife that you see on. It looks like a chef knife, sort of, but it's a little different shape and.
Yeah, it can cut. It can cut cans. I saw the commercial.
No, not exactly, but no. But I mean, invest in those things so that it's a little streamlined,
right.
And then, you know, start stocking your pantry with things like chicken breasts, or not pantry, obviously, your freezer,
right.
With chicken breasts and, you know, shrimp or whatever it is, the proteins that you like, although I don't recommend freezing beef, really.
Right.
And then, you know, to get started, like, do something fun with your family or with someone, like, as a date, you know, together, kind of go, hey, it would be fun to try to make this, you know?
Right.
And if you bring pleasure around it, because with anything, like, if you put negativity toward it and it feels like a burden, it's always going to feel like a burden. But if you take it on as, okay, we're going to have fun and we're going to do a taco night tonight. And, you know, have everybody make their own tacos or, you know, have friends over for a game night and do it. And people will be, like, all you have to do is saute a little shrimp and, you know, cook a couple strips of beef, cook a few pieces of chicken, and your friends are going to be like, oh, my God, this is so good. I don't know why I don't do this at home.
Right, right. Now, you know. When I cook, it's one of the things that happens to me. You know, whenever I watch something on TV, they always have the ingredients, like, in little bowls. Everything's,
it's
like,
ready to go.
It's all set up in little bowls. When I cook, it looks like a bomb went off. And, like, there's stuff
you
everywhere.
Know what? Even when they put it on in the little bowls for me on TV, it still looks like a bomb went off. But you know what? That's the fun part. They put them in the little bowls because they don't want to put the brand name there.
Right.
It's advertising issues.
Right. Right.
But,
right. That's true.
No,
forgot
but
about
seriously,
that.
Like, I think that's part of the fun of it. You know, like, who wants to be that pristine? I mean, obviously, my kitchen is impeccably clean, like, no germs.
Right.
But beyond that, have fun. If a little flour gets on your face, it is.
Now, and also, well, you mentioned, bring up a good point about being clean. It's really important that, you know, when you cook and stuff, especially when you're chopping up stuff, you got to make sure that you keep stuff, you know, like with your meat, and you chop stuff up, and you're using the same knife, and then you use that same knife to make a salad. You might got to be careful that
Mr.
you don't have cross contamination.
Well, yeah, and have to have your separate cutting board for your
separate
chicken.
Cutting board. You need chicken, right? And you got to keep
Purell. You like the Purell.
Yeah, you know, there's a section in the front of my new book. I can't believe it's not fattening. Called Streamlining Your Kitchen, and it's all about the things that you need to make your kitchen go fast, like make cooking go fast.
Right. Now, tell us about your new book. I can't believe it's not fattening. What is it? Is this about, like, the stuff, like, you go, you know, oh, my God, we thought this was fattening, but it's
right,
it's
I
really
didn't
not.
Know a chocolate fondue thing was not fun.
Well, you know, pretty much, I mean, technically, most of my books could have been called I Can't Believe It's Not Fattening, because I'm all about making the dishes that you think are fattening that aren't when I remake them, like, really focusing on cravings. But this particular book, you have to focus on the subtitle, which is over 150 ridiculously easy recipes for the super busy. So this is the book that your wife needs, because basically this book is the answer. You know, people know that I've lost 55 pounds and I wrote the Biggest Loser cookbook and the Biggest Loser Family cookbook and the story of my weight loss, which is called The Most Decadent Diet Ever. But in traveling around the country, people would say, oh, my God, this actually tastes good, but I don't have time to cook.
Right.
So I Can't Believe It's Not Fattening answers that. You think you don't have time to cook? Here are over 150 recipes that you actually have time to cook.
Right. Now, is there one particular thing, like, that when you're in a crunch for time, regardless of what you're in the mood for, is there one particular thing that you like to eat, you know, cause like for me, like vegetables always seem the best thing for me to go with. It's always very quick to saute up some broccoli or some cauliflower. It's very easy to put that stuff in, you know, put a little bit of virgin olive oil in and boom, I'm done. Within 10 minutes, I'm ready. I'm eating. and it's and it's right. and it's filling me up. Is there something that you like that you can do the same thing with? Because I always pick vegetables because I just like vegetables.
I like In-N-Out Burger.
A what?
In-N-Out Burger.
What's
In-N-Out? That's 10 minutes. Drive through.
Oh, Jesus! Talk about a drive through. Yeah, no, I'm talking about cooking, Devin. Was there something like that for you?
You know, I'm a big like quesadilla, burrito, enchilada. You know, throw. I mean, you could make an amazing burrito using a 100-calorie tortilla, saute some, you know, extra lean ground beef or chicken, and then you know, a little bit of light sour cream, a little bit of 75% light cheddar, some tomatoes and lettuce, and some taco seasoning or some, you know, salt-free Mexican seasoning, and literally it can come together in 10 minutes. So that's a really good option. I always have what I call basic grilled chicken in my refrigerator, and it's basically grilled chicken that you literally, per pound, you put a teaspoon of olive oil and a little bit of salt and a little bit of pepper and grill it. And so it's always there, and so yesterday we were running out the door to an appearance, and I'm like, oh, my God, I didn't eat. I'm going to be starved by the time I get home. Let's throw together a salad. And I just, you know, have the chicken there.
Right.
And you can put that chicken in a sandwich. You can put that chicken, you know, there's so many things.
So you make that, like, on one day a week and you use it for the next few days? Is that how you do it?
Yeah, like, usually every 5 days or so.
Oh, that's good. That's a good thing. So you have that ready to go at all times. That's a great idea. Now, Austin, tell us about Kitchen Butterflies Transforming Lives Through Cooking, something that you're doing. It's an initiative that's coming out with the Boys and Girls Club of America.
Yes, I'm basically going to be partnering with Boys and Girls Club and to show teenage girls, I'm mentoring teenage girls, to show them that you can get healthy without dieting and without rotting in a gym. So it's basically the way I got healthy when I stopped dieting. I had heard that if you cut just 100 calories from your diet per day, on average, you'll lose 10 pounds in a year.
Right.
And that was the really freeing thing for me because I was not giving up brownies. I'm sorry. and so I realized, wow, if I just, you know, use a lighter cheese or take a little bit of oil out of the pan or stop eating out so much where they put so much butter on my egg white omelets even,
right.
Then I can continue to eat the foods I love and satisfy the cravings. Focusing on the cravings, and then all the stuff that doesn't matter, just let go of. So I'm going to teach the girls how to cook and focus on what they love to eat and then show them how to, you know, like bring more vegetables into your diet because that's important too.
Right.
And then we're going to do fun workout-y stuff with them that isn't really working out.
Devin, I also have an idea I want to launch with you. I want to partner with you and do this. I have a new type of wrap that I'm trying to create. It's really just lettuce. And it's lettuce and rubber bands. You know, lettuce has very little calories. And the wrap, in my opinion, the wrap is kind of the throwaway. It's the stuff inside the wrap that you really like. And if you just got to use...
a lettuce-based wrap.
Yes, it's a lettuce-based wrap. And the rubber bands are...
They got to be edible.
Yeah, they have to be edible. I haven't been able to develop a rubber band that yet you can eat and that it digests.
Well, rubber is natural.
Now, I think we're going to have to get you some tortilla scent because I'm surprised that you think the wraps are throwaway.
Yeah, no, I is there something that they make that's
a
wrap?
They have whole wheat tortillas.
Yeah, but they never taste. I don't, for some reason, I've never found a tortilla that I really go, oh, my God, the wrap is great. It's always the stuff inside that I really like. And the wrap is never...
it's 100 calories minimum.
Yeah, I never get fired up
lettuce
over the wrap.
Lettuce is like no calories.
What do you recommend in the wraps? Are there anyone out there that you go, oh, that's the one to get? Or do you make your own? You make your own wrap from scratch?
No, I don't. I absolutely don't. I don't have time for that. but, you know, I love... Actually, La Tortilla Factory has one called Smart and Delicious that's really good.
Okay.
And it's not that, like, you're going to sit there and eat the wrap by itself until you turn purple, but it really supports the ingredients.
The ingredients.
And it makes it taste really good. And then there are other brands. Like, I know there's a couple brands that have flavored ones.
Doesn't
and they can't be really good as well. But people really have to watch in restaurants because I actually just worked with La Tortilla Factory to develop a restaurant-sized tortilla for Cuckoo because most of the tortillas that you get when you're buying things in a restaurant are 330 calories and 8 grams of fat for the tortilla.
Ay, ay, ay. That's crazy.
I can make a whole pasta dinner for that.
Right. That's a lot. I'm surprised. Isn't there something? What do they make? You know when they have those basil rolls when you go to like a Thai restaurant and you get the vegetable basil roll and it's like made out of
see-through.
It's like see-through and it's like gushy.
Oh, the rice paper.
Yeah, can't you? Can you use that? Does that have any taste to it? Can you use that? Is that
no? How, that doesn't. I mean, you
it's too
could,
fragile,
but
probably.
No, it doesn't have taste. It's kind of. I mean, with some ingredients, it's really good, but those things definitely need to be seasoned well. And notice you usually dip them in a sauce as well.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, what do you think? Lettuce and a throw and a rubber band that digests.
That you can eat.
What do you think, Devin? Are you in with me? We just have to go to NASA.
You know, I don't know where decadent comes in, and I'm all about decadent and cravings and stuff. And
okay.
Unless we do chocolate flavored rubber bands.
There you go. I got to work on it. Is what you're
That's
telling
a,
I need to work on it.
The rubber band could be spice. It could be made of like a spice, and then you have different flavor rubber bands.
Oh, well, if you had a basil rubber band.
See? Yeah, a basil rubber band. Well, Devin, I know what you're telling me is I need to work on it a little bit more. I'll work on it, and then I'll call you up, and I'll let you know.
It's not Devin Alexander ready.
It's not
yeah,
ready
I
for
mean,
you
if
yet.
If you could do a raspberry wrap with chocolate rubber bands, I'm
there.
In. It's been a pleasure having you. It's the new book is I Can't Believe It's Not Fattening. Where can you get the book, Devin?
My website, which is devinalexander.com, D-E-V-I-N, and also be my friend or, you know, whatever on Facebook. I'm Devin Alexander, and then Chef Devin on Twitter, and I want to hear from everyone.
Oh, yeah, by the way, I am on your Twitter. And matter of fact, you were in Disneyland the other. How was Disneyland, by the way?
It rocked. I love Mickey.
You were Mickey at Disneyland?
No, she loves Mickey.
Oh, you love Mickey. Okay,
No, I was cooking, but it was awesome. It was a totally packed house, and every seat was filled. I was so excited, and I had people make actual, or they got to sample a whole Big Mac that I make.
Uh-huh.
And then also, my chocolate brownie cups, and I'm going to be there tonight, too. So if anyone hears it,
oh,
come.
Man. All right, Disney. If you want to see Devin Alexander, go to Disneyland tonight.
That's that simple.
I was in Disney World last week. I didn't see you there, but
because that's 3,000 miles away.
Yeah, it's a little far away. But we really appreciate you coming on the show today. Make sure you get the new book, I Can't Believe It's Not Fattening, and also get it at the website, devinalexander.com. Devin, always a pleasure talking to you. We look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks so much.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Take care. You too.
Take
Bye.
Care. That was Devin Alexander. Make sure you check her out at devinalexander.com. Check out her new book, I Can't Believe It's Not Fattening. And when you're online, you better check out the one and only Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our past shows. Check out Bravo Fitness star Jackie Warner. She was on our show not too long ago. Jillian Michaels as well. Check out Kathy Smith. She's been on our show before. And when you're on our website, make sure you go to our Facebook page, Twitter as well, and our book, You Can't Lose Weight Alone, the Partner Power Weight Loss Program. Also, hire us for any event like this weekend. We will be in Omaha, Nebraska at the Omaha Health and Wellness Fitness Expo in Omaha.
Your next 5K.
Your next
half
5K,
marathon.
Half marathon, your wedding, your bar mitzvah, your spa weekend. Let us know. We have a tandem bike. We'll come to your event. We'll run in your 10K. We'll entertain the heck out of your people at your events. Just go to our website and email me.